Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Castration time.
Bill, this is Coach. I lost my balls. I can't find my balls.
No balls of steel.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set.
Dadgummit, Bill. He ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Let's test out the equipment. The brand new, spanking, clean, perfect equipment we've got back in the Crazy Charlie Studios. Here's the first nomination. Best player I saw in college football on Saturday, played for Oklahoma. C.D. Lamb, who's from Texas, the wide receiver, was electric in the Red River Shootout. Balls of Steel, C.D. Lamb.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Oh, that sounded clean. Working well. Working well. Charlie, we've already got a no balls. Jim and Jupiter, no balls of steel to Club Willie. Completely embarrassed the program with that performance against Clemson. No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I think that would be accurate. Yeah, I think that would be completely accurate. Jim and Jupiter, balls of steel to Jimbo Fisher. Huge balls to take $75 million and still be mediocre. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
I'll take $75 million for that. Yeah, I would. I'd stand up at the podium. You know how it's considered taboo to talk about the money, even though the money is the most important thing every time. It's taboo. I want to be the first guy at the podium that says, yeah, you know, that $75 million they gave me, that was important. Me and my family are going to do really well with that $75 million. I want somebody to say that. Instead of lying about it every time and saying it's not about the money, it's always about the money. If it's not about the money, why are you getting paid? It's always. You think Chris Ash right now at Rutgers, no, he's no longer, but they owe him $8 million. And he didn't win a thing, couldn't win, couldn't get anything done. They owe him $8 million. You think he's sitting around pouting right now, or you think he's going, oh, I got $8 million coming, in addition to what they've already paid him? I've got $8 million coming. I'm good. Now, you think he's moping around right now, or you think he's on some island somewhere? I don't know. I don't know where he is, but yeah, if it's not important, why are all these deals laced with the payout, the buyout, what you get on the way out the door? If it's not important, why is it? You know what they owe Muschamp? Now, Muschamp just updated the resume. They owe him like $18-19 million. Buckeye Brenda says, we call Bill what D'Antonio did with his staff, rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. It's a sure sign of complete leadership breakdown. So sad. Yeah. So you take a totally broken offense, broken in every way possible, basically. And you take the coordinators, who weren't good anyways, you relegate them to a position. You take the quarterback coach and make him the offensive coordinator. You take my buddy, Mark Staten, and you pull the O-line job away from him. You give him the tight ends. That's going to fix it. We're just going to take the coaches and put them in different meeting rooms. That's going to fix this thing all up. Correct? Yeah, Buckeye Brenda is so dead on right there. Yeah, we're just going to move a few things around here. That's going to fix all this up in East Lansing, in EL. Wow. No, she's right. Oh, a quick one, then we'll get some calls. Doug Warren, good friend. He was at Commitments. He's coming back. He is the director of sports programming in East Lansing, speaking of that, for the Drive with Jack show, among others. He's going to be in Tuscaloosa. He's coming down from East Lansing for the Alabama-Tennessee game. He wants to know, you Alabama fans, and let me retweet this. Let me retweet this real quick. Okay, I just did. Sorry for the dead air. He wants to know the best barbecue joint in Tuscaloosa. So I know there's some oldies but goodies, but give him your thoughts, sir. I just put that out there. All you folks who frequent T-Town a lot, help him out. Crazy Charlie, who'd you say we have here on hold? Oh, okay. Wolverine Dan is next in line on the phones. What's up, Dan?
Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Charlie. And, of course, we must not forget Tabs. Good morning, Tabs. Listen, Bill, I could swear you're talking about my coach. To get rid of the state and just put the Michigan name in front of it, because he didn't pull the trigger, Bill. I told you he should pull the trigger and bring in the freshman, okay? He's going to – I tell you, Bill, the reason why a black doesn't talk about us is because we're not relevant. We're not, Bill.
Now,
Wait a minute.
You're saying bring in Joe Milton at quarterback? Is that what you mean?
Bring in Joe. Bring him in. That's a perfect game last week to bring him in until the second half when they scored 25 unanswered points. Lord have mercy, Bill. We got Penn
State.
Well, at 28-25,
I was worried for you.
Yeah, listen, dude. You're looking at – and you know what? You got Penn State, Michigan State, Notre Dame, and Ohio State. I'm telling you right now, I'm calling it right now. We lose 3 of the 4, and we're lucky to win one. That's how bad I believe.
That's the toughest stretch run probably left for any team.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, at the end of the year, of course, and, you know, and he should have put in Joe last Saturday, and I had the day off to watch it, you know, and I kept screaming, going, please, pull the trigger, man. Just pull the trigger. So this he's going to stay with this guy until the end of the year. McCaffrey did it right again, that he can't come in because he's still seeing birdies, okay? He's got a concussion, all right? But, you know, in my closing, Bill, I will say this. You know, C-Bus and Columbus, that name, you think it would really upset me, and it doesn't for two reasons, Bill. Number one, my aunt was a nun in Columbus. And you know what happens when you got an aunt for a nun? You get a free pass to the Golden Gates, brother, because she's going to put a good word in for me, okay? The second thing,
That's
Bill,
right.
The second thing is that Christopher Columbus sailed the 7 seas so I can get a day off because I work for the government. How about that?
Okay.
There you go. See? Day off with pay, guys. How many of you listeners can say that? I can. I love it. 25 years in the government, and I love every minute of it. See you, Bill.
All right. See you. Crazy Charlie got a nomination here. Balls of Steel. This is from Coach Marshall. 1-4 UNLV comes to the 615, kicks Vanderbilt's butt by 20. Balls of Steel to Jerry Tarkanian School.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
Ever tell you the story about how Jerry Tarkanian dressed in front of me? Yes, I have. I've told you that. I won't repeat it. Plus, you probably don't want to hear it. The visual there might be a little overwhelming. Yeah, Tark. Well, now, I'm misleading you. He didn't change his britches in front of me. It was just from the waist up. Yeah, we're doing the show out in, where were we? Was it San Antonio? Where were we? And it was from the Final Four. And Tark's show during basketball was right after mine. So he's waiting to get on the air, and he's standing right in front of me, and he decides he's going to change shirts. So he just takes the shirt that he's got on and puts on another one. And I see more skin sagging to the floor than I really wanted to see. It was not good. Yo, Tark, baby. Tark in real life, and he passed away, but in real life, Tark is about like you think he is when you see him on TV, when you would see him on TV. Gary Joe Collins. Gary Joe Collins says, and he's got a nomination. It says, I got a pair for my Bowls of Steel nomination, Bill. William Lawrence Muschamp for the game plan to take down Georgia and Cosby Cattleman for continuing the evisceration this morning. Bowls of Steel, Crazy Charlie.
Bill's Bowls of Steel.
He had another tweet earlier, and my timeline has gotten lengthy. Let's see if I can fetch this in decent time here. Gary Joe Collins. It was a good one, too. Boy, this is going long. Here it is. Bill, Georgia's natty hopes are gone completely. An unranked South Carolina bunch came into your house, beat you up, kicked their feet up on the coffee table, and drank a cold one. It was kind of like grandma was beating dad up, but nobody wanted to say anything about it. That's a very good point. Also, they peed on the drapes. Once they drank enough beer, they had to relieve themselves. They did it right on the drapes. It was very rude what South Carolina did. Was it L-Dog earlier? Yeah. L-Dog talking about the, was it the AD? Who was it at South Carolina? Apologizing, is this right? Because the players were taking pieces of the hedges and putting them in their mouth. It's whatever. L-Dog said no apology needed after what I just saw. Jeff Chu pulls up this SI article, and it's got some of the bigger upsets. That Southern Cal Stanford game. Here's where this stems from. Earlier on the show, was it Thad or who was it? Said Bill has a top five team ever lost at home.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
The question is, how many times has that happened? The most famous recent one, other than Georgia, South Carolina Saturday. But this one was bigger. 07 Southern Cal's at home in the L.A. Coliseum, favored by 41 against Stanford. A team that I think was 1-3, 07. Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh. And, again, 41-point favorite. Stanford won the game, 24-23. That one is very prominent. Let me pull some. I'm just going to pull one or two up. I know we need to get a break. But here are a couple of them. Number two on the list is that Stanford-Southern Cal game. Number one is Appalachian State versus Michigan. 34-32. When you're talking about just – now, these aren't necessarily – all under the category of top-ranked team in America. That Southern Cal team was ranked number one in the coaches' poll. 41-point favorite, they lose at home to Stanford. That's the one-slot game. They've got here Appalachian State, Michigan. Michigan, what was Michigan ranked in that game? I don't remember. It was the crazy, wacky 07 season. We all remember that. But what were the? I don't remember. I don't. Somebody being count that for me. Anyways, okay. First break here. Hour number three, Monday edition, Omni Nashville Hotel.
You are listening to The Beer King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter about college football.
Good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume out here. Where you pretty much would expect there on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. Traffic still moving 24 and through the Hickory Hollow area coming in from Rutherford County. And traffic still tied up a bit there. Harding Place near I-65 on that ramp from that earlier crash. Nolensville Pike at OHB. They're trying to also move a wreck at that location. Midtown had that earlier wreck, 31st at West End. Hey, Performance Studios have moved to Antioch there. 5350 Mountain View Road. Better parking. Come see their huge selection of Halloween costumes this year at Performance Studios in
Life is all about perfect pairings. Sweet and salty, naughty and nice, hot and cold. Well, add Instant and Jackpot to the list because that's what you'll get when you add Quick Cash to your next Tennessee Cash play. Quick Cash is a simple way to turn one game into two. With Quick Cash, you'll have a chance to win up to $500 instantly right there at the register. Plus, you'll still have a chance to win the Tennessee Cash drawing later. Get the best of both worlds and get twice the fun. It's Quick Cash with Tennessee Cash, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
All right. It's summer, y'all, and you know the drill. It's time to stay chill and get your fill of all the cool games that you'd like to see. The August Instant Ones from Tennessee. You could scratch a blackjack for just a dollar, win 20 grand on a payday multiplier. Big Orange Eights could take your cash even higher, but not like $1 million mega multiplier. That's no joke. These are the ones. The August Instant games that are tons of fun. Brand new from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Just play responsibly.
Let me tell you about my good friend Kenneth. He has the site, which is soulstreetcoffee.com. 8 different blends, 16 teas on there. And he is the exclusive sponsor of Kevin Hagan every Wednesday at 7 o'clock talking Alabama football, Alabama sports. That's soulstreetcoffee.com. I need you to order now. It is a fantastic product. You will absolutely love it. That's soulstreetcoffee.com.
Westwood One is the exclusive home for Monday Night Football. Hi, everyone. This is Kevin Harlan. Join Hall of Famer Kurt Warner and me Monday nights to listen to all the thrilling NFL action. Aaron Rodgers, Saquon Barkley, Aaron Donald, Patrick Mahomes. The league's top players are on display on Monday nights right here.
Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Sunny for this Columbus Day morning with a high of 76. Cloudy overnight, a low of 53, and a 40% chance of showers tomorrow. Cloudy with a high of 78. Sunny on Wednesday, a high of 65. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, Jeff 2 says, Bill, Michigan was number 5 in 07 when App State whooped them, 34-32. Nathan says, Bill, Michigan was number 5. Okay, yeah, I appreciate that, guys, very much. Very much. I knew it was somewhere in there, but I just couldn't remember. Doug Warren up in East Lansing is going to be in T-Town for the Tuscaloosa for the game. Tennessee game, Tennessee week. And Paul here says Archibald's is the place to go up there. Soul Street Coffee says, Bill, Archibald's and Woodrow's Barbecue. It's on Greensboro Avenue, right off the strip downtown. Got a couple of nominations here. Ted says, Balls of Steel to Kyle Trask, went into Death Valley and did not flinch. Balls of Steel, Charlie.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Yeah, you know what? They played, Trask and company, they played well. It was tied at 28. Matter of fact, they had the lead 28-21 right at the beginning of the third quarter. I didn't think they'd be able to hang on. Just too much LSU offensive weaponry that I saw. And they keep coming. They can come at you with receivers, plural. They got several running backs. Obviously, they got Joe Burrow. I'm telling you, man, I don't think there's a quarterback. Now, I could say this about a couple quarterbacks, but I don't think Joe Burrow right now is taking a backseat to anybody at quarterback in college football. Tua's having a phenomenal year. Justin Fields is too. There's a bunch of them. But that list is not singular. But Burrow belongs right at the top of that conversation, the way he's playing right now. What was his – Brad was talking about his Heisman odds. They were real lengthy. It'd have been worth a little bit of little play money. Again, there are companies that will buy that ticket from you well before the actual announcement of the Heisman. If you're 7, 8, 9 weeks into the year and he's playing the way he's playing, you can sell that ticket. It's got some value to it. You don't have to stick that thing out and wait until the Heisman vote. Right now, I don't think he'd win it, but it's got value. Got to remember that now. Yeah, got to remember it. Everybody's sending me, Atticus here is saying, Bill, Archibald's in T-Town. Yeah, Archibald's in T-Town. Shane says, Archibald's or Dreamland. Of course, everybody talks Dreamland. Everybody talks about Dreamland. That one's the one that's the name that everybody talks about. Archibald's technically, according to AC here, is in Northport. Across the river in Northport. Rod says, and he's a Buckeye, lives in Texas, says, Bill, problem with college coaches as they become dedicated to their staff and do what's best for their staff instead of what's best for the team. They all do it. Meyer did it, and it usually costs them games, if not seasons. He's right. Now let's be sympathetic and empathetic at the same time, okay? You can be both. Yeah. Let's say you're the head coach. We sit here on the show. We don't have an emotional tie to anybody on these staffs, right? Meaning we don't, there's not some relationship that's based on families coexisting and families getting together, right? When it comes to staffs. Let's say you've got a team. You're the head coach. And you, your wife, your kids, you care about these people. These staff members. You have holiday parties together. Maybe you go to the country club and socialize together some when you have time. And they've got their wives and they've got their kids and everybody commingles and maybe they go to school together. Maybe they go to the same elementary school or high school, wherever. You get to know these folks. The wives become good friends. They socialize. They do things together. And now the head coach has got a problem, and one of the coaches isn't good enough, and they need to consider what to do. And it's because of you that they have the job, and it's because of you that they're making this really good assistant coach money. Well into the six figures. Very comfortable, happy lifestyle. And now the team isn't performing well. And it's consistently not performing well. And talk shows and message boards and fans in general are saying you got to make a change. Now, all I'm saying is it's not as easy as we make it sound here. Because we don't have an emotional investment into any of these people, right? God, just get rid of them. The hell with them. They go to another state. Go live somewhere else. I don't care. But how do you juxtapose? How do you weigh that against, well, it is a problem. Because their job is to win. All I'm saying is, yeah, changes have to be made and they're necessary. But it's not as easy if you're the guy in charge and you've got all these other dominoes that will fall because of your decision. And Rod is right. Coaches get in, particularly college coaches, they get into these ruts where they worry more about what's going to happen to the family or what about these relationships. They worry about that kind of stuff. And you know what? That's being human. I'm not criticizing that. It's being human. It's wondering what effect this will have. Now, that's why at the P5 level, you have multi-year contracts. Even with the assistants. Assistants used to never have multi-year deals. It was a one-year-at-a-time renewable or not renewable agreement. Everybody, coordinators included. That was the norm forever. It's not anymore. The marketplace is dictated now that you get multi-year deals. Usually 2 to 3 year deals. 3 year deals is probably the comfort level. That's the best you can get on average. So if they run you after year 1 or 2, you still got $800,000 or whatever your salary is coming for another year, maybe 2 years. Maybe the head coach gets run. You still got your deal you can fall back on, or you go get another gig and there's an offset there, whatever. But I'm just trying to point out it's not that easy. Fulmer got caught up in it, didn't want to do anything with Randy Sanders, who was not an offensive coordinator. Terrible hire. Rick didn't want to do anything with Willie Martinez. About cost him the first time at Georgia, defensive coordinator. There's a long list of examples like that. D'Antonio doesn't want to do anything. All he did is Buckeye Brenda appropriately wordsmith. All he did was rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic. Didn't remove anybody, just took players on the staff and changed their job responsibility. Again, took the co-coordinators, made them simply position coaches. No more coordinator. Took the quarterback coach, made him the coordinator. Took Mark Staten on the offensive line, made him the tight ends coach. So demoted a bunch of folks, elevated 1 or 2. And what do you got? An offense that is bankrupt right now. Good points. Okay, we'll get the call when we come back. Bottom of the hour break. We shall continue. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Despite what Bill may say, targeting is not the communist plot, but I am willing to entertain offers. You are listening to the Bill King Show, brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume out here on 65 southbound there at Trinity Lane. No surprise. Still moving up through Williamson County, however, on 65 up from Franklin into Brentwood. The police on the scene of a wreck in East Nashville, 700 block of Gallatin Avenue. Hey, Performance Studios have moved to a new location in Antioch, 5350 Mount View Road. They got better parking, a huge selection of Halloween costumes. That's Performance Studios in Antioch. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Winter's coming.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Coming this Christmas, a man.
Hey, Bill King here.
His listeners.
Rob in the 210.
And Biscuits.
I don't know if we realize how fortunate we are to have Music City Todd. That is a world-class facility.
Winter is coming.
Commitments 2019. Wednesday, December 18th at Bar Lines. In the Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue South, downtown Nashville.
We appreciate you
you appreciate WNSR.
Join the Bill King Show and celebrate National Signing Day.
Oh, my God. Bill King just read my tweet.
For more info and commitments gear, log on to WNSR.com and get your special commitments rate at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Commitments 2019 from the Omni Nashville Hotel, the Bill King Show, and WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Winter is coming.
Penn Station likes to mix it up. Cold subs for lunch, grilled subs for dinner, wraps and salads, fresh-cut fries, chocolate chunk cookies. So whether we grill, we fry, or we bake, we like to give you plenty of options. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For October, try the Philly cheesesteak sub with chips and drink at a special price. Penn Station, it's all about good taste.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud supporter of the Atlanta Braves and Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients from state and federal courts throughout the state of Tennessee to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
Coming up on the George Plaster Show, new Vanderbilt Athletic Director Malcolm Turner has now been on the job around 9 months, and so he's gotten a pretty good feel for what works, what are the problems involving the black and gold, and Tuesday he will join us in studio from 2 to 3 o'clock to discuss all of that. It's an interview you're going to want to hear with Vanderbilt Athletic Director Malcolm Turner here on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Doesn't have the ball, no balls at all.
Hey, that's going to be pretty good. Malcolm Turner with Plaz on Tuesday. What is that, 2 to 3? Is that what he said? Yeah. That's going to be good. There are two people I'm going to get to call. Through the decades and decades that I've watched Vanderbilt football, that I've trusted. Meaning front office personnel. I don't mean head coaches. One would be Gordon Gee, and the other one was David Williams. Now, I don't know Malcolm Turner well enough. I can't judge him. I think he's probably in the category of all the others that talks a good game and is not going to get a lot done. That would be my, and again, I don't know him. I'm judging him unfairly there. I am. But that's the norm at Vanderbilt. Somebody coming in and getting something done in football is not historic at Vanderbilt. You gotta be a lottery ticket winner to come into Vanderbilt as an administrator, AD or whoever, and actually get something done in football. That's about as likely as a big time lottery ticket. At your local minute mark. Georgia Dog, what's happening?
Oh, man, I'm on the way to a heart doctor here, but I got to address the cowpoke here, Bill, and I hope I don't break up on you. But, you know, he calls up here, and it's a horrible loss for Georgia. I get it. I understand. Not many teams win national titles that go undefeated. It hasn't been done many times.
We lost you in the National Forest, I believe.
Okay, buddy.
I got you now. Go ahead. Try and finish.
Anyway, you know, I got a little homework assignment for this cat folk. You know, you come on here, you bash curve. We can't coach. Listen, what I want you to do now and tomorrow, I want you to go in. I want you to find me a 3-year coach. I want you to find me a Saban, a Sweeney. You go back all the way to Bo Schembechler, Woody Hayes. I don't care how far you go back. But in those 3 years, you got conference titles. You got to win one. You got to go to the Rose Bowl. You got to beat a Heisman Trophy winner. You got to fly back 4 days later, play a national title game. You lose, But you go into overtime, and on top of that, you got to have three games in college football the last 2 years with a top three recruiting class. Everybody wants to talk about South Carolina and how bad a loss it was, a horrible loss. This South Carolina team lost to North Carolina, who had a chance at being the number one team in the nation. They lost to Alabama, who hasn't. They lost to Missouri, who lost the first game of the year, and has completely run the table since. So, you know, I know we're going to take Kirby. We're going to stay with Kirby, but this is it, cowpoke. You go from Natty to Dickel to Popcorn. You need to stop there. You don't need to be eating steaks with the Yogi the Bear, and you need to leave the acid alone. We're gonna stay with Kirby, because I don't know who your team is, but I can assure you in the 3 years he hasn't accomplished what Kirby Smart has accomplished. Bad coaching move Saturday, yes. He's a three-year head coach going into his fourth year. Find me a coach that's accomplished what Kirby's done, and I will wait for you tomorrow in your Mensa society to give me some kind of answer that actually makes sense. Doggone.
That was an ugly loss, without question. Yeah, he's gone. Doggone. Mark says he's got a nomination, you crazy Charlie. Balls of steel to Chad Morris for maintaining his perfect record of no wins against an SEC team in year two at Arkansas and no wins over a Power 5 team in year 5 overall as a head coach. That would be balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
John says the Big Ten replay officials in Iowa City not caring that the entire country is watching and what they're seeing and saying, to hell with it, we're going to overturn that touchdown anyways. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
That was a terrible. The Memphis game looked bad too. They're down the stretch. Who was it? Joey Magnifico with the catch. Looked clearly like a catch. And they overturned it. That was in the Temple game. Got another one, Crazy Charlie. West Coast Sooner. Balls of steel to Alex Grinch, who is the new defensive coordinator there. Sending a safety blitz and getting the sack. We had 9 sacks against Texas, he said. Held them to 100 yards rushing. Last time we got that many was in 15 when I was actually in school there at OU. Balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Those are some good ones. Arnie says for Doug Warren, couple of barbecue joints. He says Dreamland, of course everybody knows Dreamland, and also, oh, he says on Jug Factory Road, sorry. I thought there was another place called Jug Factory. Sorry. It's about to give you one called Jug Factory, except that's the road. I'm a McFarland Boulevard guy. I don't know all the other roads. I know how to get around. Royal Payne says, Bill, I've always wondered about Vanderbilt. What style of offense gives you the best chance? Or do you just try to copy Franklin? Well, now James did a really good job there, and he also got it at the right time. Yeah, he hit that thing right, and he took advantage of it. Give him credit. I think you have to do something at Vanderbilt, like what Jerry DiNardo did. I think you have to be totally different. Because you cannot line up in the I formation and out wide receiver, out running back, the state U's of the league. Now, they've got Keyshawn Vaughn. They've got Jared Pinkney. They've got really good talent. I mean, in some of these individual spots, they just don't have enough of it. And quarterback play's not very good again. Quarterback play's gone back down. So not bad. Not bad. Yeah, the referee in that Penn State game is John O'Neill. And Penn State fans do not like him. Tide time. Bill, have you posted that Cattleman video right after the show at the top of the hour? Right when we sign off in about 17, 18 minutes, I will post that video. It's the Cosby Cattleman's rented chalet, where he's hosting family and friends, cooking steaks. He had just finished a cigar. He had gone back in, and Mama Bear and a couple of cubs show up wanting some chow. Cosby Cattleman was inside when this happened. All good. Jeff in Chicago. Bill, there's one thing your show has in common with Feinbaum. It's that Georgia fans' cell phones don't work. Is that right? I've never noticed. Is that a thing? Georgia fans who call Feinbaum, they'll call on their cell, and invariably, the cell phone peters out. Is that right? I need to watch Feinbaum more to catch on to that. I haven't watched Feinbaum much the last couple of months. I need to. In the afternoon, I get busy and I forget. Yeah, I get busy. But if it used to be where it would be on TV in front of me and I would just catch it through osmosis. I'm forgetting he's on in the afternoons. I need to do a better job of that. The only thing about that show is, first of all, I'm shocked it went national. Well, we're the ones that gave him the opportunity at Sirius. Because I didn't think that format would work nationally, and it has. But it's not national from an information point of view, to me. Now, the callers are the entertainment. But I don't have any attachment to those callers. I have an attachment to you folks, absolutely. So that one's a hard one for me to fanboy. You know what I'm saying? Look, a lot of people do. Lots of people do. It's a very successful show. So don't misunderstand me. I'm gonna acknowledge it's they've done wonderful. I don't necessarily understand why. I just described it, but I don't get it. It's just one of those things maybe I'm not meant to get. West Coast Sooners dial us up. What's up, sir? Weston. Weston in Los Angeles. Do we lose? Okay. All right. Let's do this. Charlie says we need a break. Got to get a break. We're coming right back on this Monday edition presented by the Palatial Omni Nashville Hotel.
Beer King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. Still quite a bit of traffic volume out here on 65 southbound there at Trinity Lane. No surprise. Still moving up through Williamson County, however, on 65 up from Franklin into Brentwood. The police on the scene of a wreck in East Nashville, 700 block of Gallatin Avenue. Hey, Performance Studios have moved to a new location in Antioch, 5350 Mount View Road. They got better parking, a huge selection of Halloween costumes. That's Performance Studios in Antioch. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
I want you to listen really close to a message from the folks at ShieldLawGroup.com and my friend Bill Kalutis. Your credit reports are your financial report card. A good credit report is necessary to get a mortgage, car loan, and credit cards. Even getting rental housing insurance or a job is dependent on your credit report. Here's what blows me away. 40 million consumers have an error on their credit report, and 2 million of those are so serious they're likely being overcharged for mortgages, credit card debts, auto loans, insurance policies, and other financial obligations. If you want to know more about your credit report, I want you to contact Bill Kalutis at ShieldLawGroup.com or call Bill at 615-742-8020. ShieldLawGroup.com and my friend Bill Kalutis.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Redneck Nation Radio is on Nashville Sports Radio. Catch one of the longest running radio shows devoted to the Nashville Predators.
I'm Kyle Turris of the Nashville Predators.
I'm Colton Sissons of the Nashville Predators.
Every game day morning at 5 with Crazy Charlie Saunier.
I'm Matt Duchesne of the Nashville Predators, and you're listening to the Renegades of Puck with Crazy Charlie on Nashville Sports Radio.
Nashville Sports Radio and Redneck Nation. A match made in hockey.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Sunny for this Columbus Day morning with a high of 76. Cloudy overnight, a low of 53, and a 40% chance of showers tomorrow. Cloudy with a high of 78. Sunny on Wednesday, a high of 65. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Doesn't have the ball, no balls at all.
A quick note here, then we'll get the call. Twitter at Bill is King. Guy in Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel. Coach's hot seat says, Bill, Kirby Smart and Mark Richt after 48 games. Kirby is 37-11. Richt was 39-9. Both had one SEC title. And Richt did not lose to a 21-point favorite, or did not lose when they were a 21-point favorite at home. Tad says the same thing. He put that up here on Twitter as well. Jeff, too, what is happening, sir?
Bill, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well.
Well, I want to start the call by actually giving a shout-out to somebody I never thought I'd give a shout-out to, and that's the Wolverine Dan. Wolverine, me and you actually have something in common because I, too, am off today for Columbus Day because I'm a 16-year banker, and I celebrate my 17th Columbus Day today. So happy Columbus Day to you, my friend. I wanted to say something, Bill. I'm trying to figure out where to begin on this because I'm going to try to be as tamed as possible. To Georgia Dog, I want to say this, my man. I stand with Cosby, okay? I stand with Cosby from now to eternity on this point, and I want to thank Coach's Hot Seat for bringing up an amazing stat. You can stand by your man Kirby all day long, Georgia Dog. Like, I'm not trying to come after you. I'm just trying to come after people who think like you, who just seem to have mind-numbing abilities to look past things that happen every single year. I'm going to give you five examples right now. I'll be as quick as possible because I know you, West Coast Center, may be calling in. I'll be as quick as I can with these 5 points, and I promise you they'll be fast. But here are five coaching malpractices that Kirby Smart has done in the 4 years. He's in his fourth year now that he's been at Georgia. Number one, in his first year, he lost to Vanderbilt at home. Okay, with all due respect to Coach Marshall and Murray and everybody else who are my Twitter friends, Georgia should not lose to Vandy at all in Athens. Should never, ever happen, okay? And it happened. And granted, I know it happened under Richt, too, but it happened under Kirby Smart's first year. 2017, he loses, gets blown out by Auburn late in the year. Now, granted, you can say, oh, well, he revenged that win or that loss by winning against Auburn, but it doesn't negate the fact that it actually happened. He refused to make any adjustments whenever Tua came in the national championship game, which Alabama eventually won in overtime. Okay, 2018 gets blown out again by LSU, and I mean you're sitting there going, this is happening again. Okay, gets blown out by LSU, then you get to the SEC championship game, has the foot on Saban's neck, choking him out, and what happens? He decides to call a fake punt on the 50-yard line with 3 minutes left, whenever Alabama knew it was coming and did nothing about it. Didn't call a timeout. Didn't just, you know, call out and have, you know, Fields draw back and punt. He did it again. And then, number five, what happened against South Carolina? This is going to continue to happen year and year and year and year and year and year and year, okay? This is what I went back to about. I got obliterated by some people about a year ago whenever I said that Kirby wasn't a great coach. He's a great coach, but he's not a legendary coach. He's going to find a way to do this every single year. And I understand completely. I may be eating my words at the end of this year because technically Georgia controls their own destiny still. If they went out and they win the SEC title, they're going to be in the playoffs. They could potentially win the national championship. But I don't think they're going to do it, Bill. I think they're probably going to they're going to lose to either Auburn, Florida, or both. And here's what I can see happening. I can see them actually winning all those games and then somehow, in Rich Rod fashion, losing to Georgia Tech that last week. That would be Georgia going Georgia, okay? I'm not trying to I have so many Georgia fans that I follow on Twitter, and this is not directed to Grant. This is not directed to Roundman. Y'all are great people, and I appreciate all you do. But it's people like Georgia Dog who just need to just take a step back and realize that Kirby is going to Kirby. He's Mark Richt 2.0, Bill. Thank you for all you do, and have a great day.
Tell you what, man. Georgia getting bashed today on the show. I don't know. It's almost like the fans have decided they're going to hate Georgia like Michigan. You know, Michigan has lots of enemies, and you hear them on the show. Michigan's got many, many enemies. Ohio State, Michigan State, the whole league doesn't like them. Yeah, they don't like them. Texas has lots of enemies. The whole league doesn't like them. But Georgia, I didn't realize. I know Florida fans don't like Georgia. I know Tech fans don't like Georgia. I mean, I know the historic enemy list. We all know that. But man, it's been brutal. And Black even called in, didn't even mention Michigan, to endorse the Cosby Cattlemen, because the Cosby Cattlemen came after Kirby Smart big time on the show today. If you missed that call. Yeah, he came after him bigly. Tell you what, Crazy Charlie, we need to probably post that Cosby Cattlemen call. Probably need to get that up if you've got time, because, wow, that brought Black. Usually Black drives overnight. So by the time, if Black doesn't call in early in the show, we usually don't get him because he's got to get in bed. He waited till the second hour and called in this morning. Tomorrow, let me plug ahead. Tomorrow we'll have Gator Dave. Yeah, Jeff in the Borough, another vicious attack on Gator Dave because they lost to LSU. A game where they were a 13-point underdog, and yeah, Jeff in the Borough called in and in a classless manner attacked Gator Dave. Couldn't believe it. Who else? Oh, Buck will be with us. Charles R. Buckle in hour number two on Tuesday, and we will have Griff. Oh, have you? You folks have been sending me tweets from Sunday. Griff was on the apology tour, excusing all the injuries for the dogs, and it was one excuse after another. He never brought up South Carolina was down to the third quarterback. No, that's not real. That's not legit. But losing a couple of senior captain types on defense, that's real. That's where it got real. Georgia had twice the total yardage, somewhere around twice the total yardage. It was 450-ish to 280-ish or something like that. Total yardage isn't it's something to judge, but it's not the end all. It might tell you how a team plays, but total yardage might tell you how well you do between the 20s, but you can't close the deal and score the red zone, too. That might be what it tells you. Turnovers is what gives you the total package, and it was 4-0. Georgia won the turnover battle, well, or lost it 4-0. Grant, 30 for 30, says Bill. Georgia earned it. Kirby earned it. Kirby has some soul searching to do. Well, I think that's right. Yeah, because there's the one moment or two moments in every season where you scratch your head about what's happening at Georgia with all that talent. Tell you what, we'll get Griff. Well, Griff's on Tuesdays, but later in the week, I think we need to call Rusty, don't you? Yeah, Rusty will be able to tell us what the hell's going on in Bulldog Country. At CrazyCharlie615, follow him on Twitter. At BillIsKing. Oh, yeah, I get these requests. They want the Cosby Cattleman Bear, B-E-A-R, clip. No, he didn't meet Bear Bryant. No. An actual bear up on Rocky Top. I post it. Lodge Pop.
We think I had this boy. I'll let you, Bill. You boys are so lame, man.
Ha 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 ha